Welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're getting into something that, well, it sounds straightforward, doesn't it? Music distribution.
It does sound simple.
But it holds so many hidden complexities.
Yeah.
You know, imagine you're an artist, you've poured your heart into a masterpiece, but then nobody can hear it.
That's the core problem, isn't it?
There's centuries, yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest hurdle wasn't always the creative part, it was just getting the art out there. So, to really kick us off, what are we actually talking about? What's the basic definition here?
That's definitely the place to start because, like you said, it's got more nuance than you'd think. Fundamentally, music distribution is that whole process, right? Getting music from an artist.
From the creator.
Exactly, to an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And that outlet could be a physical record store back in the day or, you know, a digital shop or streaming service today, making it available so people can buy it or just listen.
Okay.
And yeah, while that basic idea hasn't changed how it actually happens, wow, that's seen a massive... truly fascinating transformation.
Absolutely. And exploring that is really our mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack that whole journey music takes, you know, from the person who made it right to your ears.
From A to Z.
We'll look at its history, which is surprisingly long, dig into the super fast present, and hopefully uncover some of these unexpected changes and maybe even the new opportunities that have popped up.
Sounds great.
So to really get that before and after picture,
yeah,
we need to step back a bit for... gosh, centuries, right? Since at least the 18th century.
At least, yeah. Sheet music, even before records.
Right. Sheet music, then vinyl, tapes, CDs. All of it had to physically move from creators into actual shops, places people could walk into and buy them.
Bricks and mortar.
It really was all about shipping physical things around the world. It sounds like that old physical model was a real bottleneck, a gatekeeper. What were the sort of the mechanics and the power structures there?
Well, what's really striking is how central the middleman was. In that, let's call it the traditional model, you had a music distribution company, and they'd make deals, usually with record labels, sometimes directly with bigger independent artists. They were essentially buying the right to sell that music to the shops.
So they're the bridge.
The essential bridge, yeah. Between the artist or label and the actual store shelf. And naturally, they took a pretty significant cut from every single unit sold.
I bet.
Then they'd pay the label, and the label, in turn, would pay the songwriter through what we call mechanical royalties.
Right, the payment for making a copy?
Exactly. A payment for each reproduction CD, vinyl, even later digital downloads counted too.
Yeah.
And sometimes these distributors offered what they called M&D deals.
M&D.
Manufacturing and distribution. So they might even front all the money to physically make the albums.
Wow.
And then they'd keep all the income until they got their investment back, which, you know, meant they had immense leverage, huge control.
So for a really long time, these brick and mortar distributors were basically it. The only route for labels for indie artists to get music to listeners.
Pretty much, yeah.
It must have been this enormous operation. Logistics, manufacturing, shipping.
Yeah.
You can almost picture the warehouses stacked high, the trucks moving constantly.
Oh, definitely.
I remember reading somewhere about one major label's logistics division. It was basically a global shipping company that just happened to move CDs.
That's not far off.
But then the digital age starts creeping in.
Yeah.
What were the first signs of change? How did music actually begin to move differently?
Well, it wasn't exactly a smooth jump from CD to the cloud, was it?
No, I guess not.
Before things arguably got better for artists in some ways, there was a lot of chaos, disruption, uncertainty. Think about it. What used to take weeks, maybe months, of shipping physical goods.
And huge upfront costs.
And huge costs. Suddenly that faced the challenge of, first, illegal file sharing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Napster and all that.
Right. Then came the early sort of legitimate digital stores. And then, boom, streaming arrives. And the whole process becomes almost instant. Platforms like iTunes, then Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, they essentially became the new record shops. The goal of distribution now, digital distribution, is still getting your music onto those platforms.
Same goal, different method.
Exactly. But instead of shipping boxes of vinyl or CDs, digital distributors deliver the music files almost effortlessly through what we now call digital aggregators.
Okay, digital aggregators, that feels like a key term for anyone listening who's maybe uploading music now or thinking about it.
Yeah.
What's their role exactly?
Yeah, they're crucial.
And apart from just being faster and cheaper up front, what really makes digital distribution such a game changer for artists today?
Absolutely. So think of digital aggregators like the New Central Dispatch. Instead of an artist having to figure out how to upload their tracks to Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and Amazon and dozens, maybe hundreds of others.
Which sounds like a nightmare.
It would be. You go through one aggregator, one company, and they handle sending it out to all those different platforms. It simplifies things massively.
Okay, that makes sense.
And as for the benefits, one of the biggest, most transformative things is the access to data. Analytics.
Ah, right. Seeing who's listening.
It's way beyond just knowing how many streams you got. It's seeing where in the world your music is taking off, who your listeners are, demographics, age groups. You can even spot potential collaborators or figure out where you might actually sell tickets for a tour or where to focus merchandise sales.
It's like a strategic roadmap.
Precisely. Something utterly impossible in the old physical world. Plus, of course, it massively lowers the barrier to entry. Independent artists can get global reach almost overnight. Lightning speed.
That really is an incredible transformation we've walked through. I mean, from physical albums needing ships and trucks moving around the globe.
For centuries.
And actual stores being the only option. To this digital world where music just travels in, well, a couple of clicks, basically.
It's mind-boggling when you frame it like that.
And that stat you mentioned earlier, 2015 being the year digital sales officially overtook physical, that really was the tipping point, wasn't it?
A complete turning point. No going back after that.
And the industry really hasn't looked back.
No, it hasn't. And if we sort of connect this back to the bigger picture, this whole shift has huge implications. For artists, obviously, but also for listeners.
How so?
For artists, it means, yes, a much more direct path, faster, data-rich access to their audience. But it also puts a huge emphasis on choosing the right digital distributor, the right aggregator.
Because they're the new middlemen, in a way.
Exactly. While digital gets rid of the old barriers, it introduces a new kind of complexity. Understanding your deal, your royalty split. The real win isn't just being online. It's about making sure you're not giving away too much to the new digital middlemen.
Right. Keep as much as you can.
The key thing we've seen artists focusing on is keeping 100% of their royalties after the distributor takes whatever their fee is. And that means you, as an artist, have to really educate yourself. Read the fine print, understand all the terms, especially any potential hidden fees before you sign up with anyone.
That makes perfect sense. Crucial advice. And, you know, that leads us nicely to a final thought, maybe something for you listening at home, to mull over.
Okay.
Given how incredibly fast music distribution changed, I mean, centuries of physical dominance overturned by a digital-first world in just a couple of decades, what other big, long-standing industries might be right on the edge of a similar, maybe irreversible, couple-clicks revolution? Something to think about.
Definitely something to think about.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.